The Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will come to order. A quorum is present. The first item of business is approval of the minutes for May 11, 2020. Representative Herr moves approval of those minutes. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye. Please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. The motion prevails. The next item on the calendar, on the agenda, is calendar of the day for May 14th, 2020. Representative Herr moves that pursuant to Rule 1.21 and 3.33, the calendar of the day be adopted. Any discussion to that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. The motion prevails, and the calendar for May 14th is approved subject to 3.33 and 1.21. The second item is, the next item is waiver of Joint Rule 2.03 for two bills. So Representative Herr moves that pursuant to Joint Rule 2.03 and Senate Concurrent Resolution 6, committee deadlines for future action on House File 4540 and 3804 are waived. House File 4540 will go to Ways and Means, and House File 3804 will go to the General Register. Any discussion to that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. The motion prevails. Deadlines are waived for 4540 and 3804, with 4540 going to Ways and Means and 3804 going to the General Register. The next item is a approval of a series of resolutions and policies, which in part are customary at this point in the end of a legislative session for the interim, and in part are extensions on the remote work and sick leave policies. So I will invite Kelly Knight to speak to the resolutions that she has under her purview.
Mr. Chair and members, resolution that I have to be approved today is an extension of the emergency sick leave during widespread illness. That policy originally had an end date of June 30, 2020, and we are requesting a new extension to December 31, 2020, so that it coincides with a number of federal laws that were put into place around COVID-19.
So Representative Herr moves adoption of the 2020 R21A emergency sick leave during widespread illness resolution. Any discussion to that motion? Questions from Ms. Knight? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. Motion prevails. Let's see. Ms. Julek, I wonder if you could speak to the resolution under your purview.
Sorry, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chair, this is Barb Julek. Which resolution? Yeah, Mr. Chair, which resolution did you refer to?
Ms. Julek, if you have any on this list that are yours to discuss with the committee, I was going to give you an opportunity to do that.
No, none of these are mine. Parking and facilities are Mr. Meyerson's.
Mr. Meyerson, could you discuss the parking and facilities resolutions?
Mr. Chair and members, I'll address resolution on parking, R18, and this basically states that the House retains the use of parking in lot C, D, and N, and that my office will manage the use of these lots and ramps while the House is adjourned, and that the controller of the House may continue to deduct the checks from any legislator or legislative employees to cover the expenses for those parking privileges.
Okay, so Representative Herb moves adoption of the 2020 R18 resolution on parking. Any questions for Mr. Meyerson or further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, no. The motion prevails in the parking resolution.
Thank you, Vice Chair Olson and members. House File 30.
We have to watch the muting of the lines, please. So okay. The next one is the 2020 R17 resolution on facility. Mr. Meyerson, you want to just restate?
Mr. Chair, members, resolution on facilities directs the chief clerk and the chief sergeant of arms to maintain the facilities in the house, the Capitol complex, and to make those ready for the house, and also provides an opportunity for the, when available at the chamber and all other house facilities to be used for some educational purposes.
Okay, so Representative Herr moves adoption on the resolution on facilities 2020 R17. Any discussion to that? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. The motion prevails, and the 2020 R17 resolution is adopted. The last one we have is the Chief Clerk, Mr. Murphy, will discuss the Journal Resolution 2020 R19.
Representative Winkler, members of the committee, this is Pat Murphy, Chief Clerk of the House. The resolution on journals directs the chief clerk to approve and correct the last day's journal. That's something we do traditionally every day. It's one of the first items we do is that the body votes to allow me to correct and approve the first day journal. This will allow me to do it because we won't be in session. The second portion of the resolution deals with subsequent proceedings that we include in the journal. Those are constitutional requirements to deal with communications from the governor relating to the signing or vetoing of bills and communications from the Secretary of State that the bills that the governor signed have been officially filed and placed in his office.
So Representative Herr moves adoption of the 2020 R19 resolution. Any discussion to that or questions, Mr. Murphy? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
The motion prevails. The 2020 R19 resolution is adopted. Finally, we have Mr. McCormick to discuss the waiver of dates, the 2020 R22A.
Mr. Chair, members, we typically waive a set of House rules relating to how we calendar bills, House Rule 1.21 and 1.22. When they're unwaived, the calendar of the day has to be set by 5 p.m. the day prior. After waiving them, the calendar of the day can be set with 2 hours notice.
So Representative Herr moves adoption of the 2020 R22A resolution. Any discussion?
I'm proud to bring this bill before the committee. I renew my motion.
Seeing no discussion, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, no.
Aye.
The motion prevails, and the 2020 R22A resolution is adopted. Thank you, members. I have no further business this morning. I appreciate your flexibility in managing two committees at once. We are adjourned.